Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're at the Authors Studio at Book Expo America 2009 in New York City. And with me right now is George Halverson. George wrote a book called Healthcare Will Not Reform Itself, A User's Guide to Refocusing and Reforming American Healthcare. George, welcome.
Good to be here.
Now, your timing couldn't be better from what I can see. Every indication is this is the year that we either reform healthcare or it might never get fixed. Are you seeing it that way as well?
I'm extremely optimistic that we're finally going to reform healthcare in America. We took a run at it back when Bill Clinton was elected president. That effort came close, but it failed. It's been off the radar screen for the country as a whole ever since then. It's now back on the radar screen, and it's right smack in the middle. The president wants healthcare reform. Both houses of Congress want healthcare reform. Major employers want healthcare reform. Labor unions want healthcare reform. All the consumer groups want reform. So we've got right now, I think, a perfect storm building with people pushing from all directions toward reform. The challenge is that people can't figure out exactly what to reform. Some people want to reform the financing mechanisms of care and are focused exclusively on that. And what I'm trying to do actually is make the point that the real reform in healthcare ought to be to reform care itself. We need a significant amount of healthcare reform in this country, and we need to focus on the delivery of care.
Before we go any further, we should probably tell people about your credentials, so if you wouldn't mind.
Well, I'm the chair and CEO of Kaiser Permanente. That I've been in the healthcare business for over three decades. Kaiser Permanente is a vertically integrated care system, so we insure about 8.5 million people, and we also provide care to those people. So we own hospitals, we own clinics, we own laboratories, pharmacies, the entire spectrum of care. So we not only finance care, we also deliver it directly. So we have about 160,000 employees within Kaiser Permanente doing care delivery.
So if anybody would know how to fix the system and address the ills, I'm guessing it would be you. Why do you think our healthcare system is failing us right now?
Well, our healthcare system is failing us in America because there is a lack of accountability for high quality, best quality care. Nobody tracks care. Nobody knows really how well care is delivered in a given setting. And there isn't an organized approach to care delivery and to care improvement. So we've got diabetes is the fastest growing disease in America. We have more diabetics in America than any place in the world. It's 32% of the cost of Medicare, and yet a really valid study showed that barely half of Americans got appropriate care for diabetes, and optimal care, less than 8% of Americans. So you can take a condition that's driving 32% of the cost of Medicare, and we're not getting it right because we have unsystematic care in America.
In the book, you make the case, you contend that the best healthcare system is one that focuses on good health and better care for everybody. Would you mind expounding on that a little bit?
Well, the optimal outcome is health. People, if you ask people, do you want great care or do you want great health? People pick great health. And we need to improve the health of this country. This country is increasingly diabetic. We have chronic conditions driving over 75% of the healthcare costs in America because we're not doing a good job of intervening, intercepting, and preventing those diseases. They're almost all preventable. And so we need to do a better job of preventing the disease, and then we need to do a much better job of treating the patients with those diseases once they get them. And we have a great inconsistency in treating them. But the package that we need is a combination of prevention and better care. And if we do that, we should be able to cut the number of kidney failures in America in half in just a few years. We should be able to cut the number of amputations in half. There are great savings to be had. We should be able to cut the number of people who are in the hospital with congestive heart failure by more than half if we deliver consistent best care. So what I argue in the book is, let's do a better job of care delivery. Let's save money by having fewer people with heart attacks and heart failures, and in the process, make care affordable for everybody.
And how do connectors fit into that equation? You spend a lot of time and effort explaining the concept of connectors and what they are.
Right. The original title for the book, actually, was The Magic of Connectors. And the reason I called it The Magic of Connectors is because if you have one patient in America today that has three chronic conditions, and 80% of the patients with chronic conditions have comorbidities, if you have one patient with three, you will typically have seven or more physicians involved in their care, different specialists, and they tend not to connect with each other. They tend not to share medical information. They have paper medical records. Those records are sitting in files. The doctors don't know what the other doctors are doing. There's no coordinated care plan. And when you actually coordinate care for those patients and do a better job of having all the doctors connected with each other, and electronic connections work very well, you can make a huge difference in the care. And we cut, for example, in our Colorado plan, we connected all of the care for the people with heart disease and comorbidities, and we cut the death rate from heart disease by over 70% in 2 years. Just by getting care right in a connected way.
So you're saying we need to do a better job technologically, electronically, with those records?
Yeah, exactly. Paper medical records are a huge mistake. Paper medical records are an obsolete, inadequate form of record storage. We need information on the computer so all of the doctors can have all of the information about all of the patients all of the time. The doctors need that information in real time at the point of care so they can make the right decisions. So we need electronic medical records, and the president is exactly right when he put that in the recovery package as a major priority. If we can get the data flow in America connected so the doctors at the point of care know what the diagnoses are, what the prescriptions are, what the lab results are, we can deliver better care and in the end make care cheaper because there's fewer complications. If you cut the kidney failures in half, that saves a lot of money and it's much better care. But you can't cut the kidney failures in half unless you have team care from all of the doctors who are taking care of each patient. Team care is what's magical, and the team has to be connected. So connectors really are incredibly important in healthcare, and we don't have enough of them today.
I'm sure there are tens, if not hundreds, of things we need to do to deliver better health care. But in your opinion, and in the book's opinion, first and foremost, what do we need to do as a nation to move forward to provide better care?
We need to be thinking systematically about the outcomes we want and then work backward from the outcomes. We should say we want half as many kidney failures. And then say, to do that, what do we need to do operationally? What do we need to do logistically? What do we need to do functionally? What do we need to do with the financing system? And then build all of the tools so they support the goal. What happens in healthcare now, and it's a mistake, is people build a tool, they'll build an electronic medical record, they'll throw it out into the system, but they won't have a use for it. And so the tool just sits out there, generates expense, and doesn't add value. But if you start with the goal, if you say we're going to cut the number of asthma attacks in half, then to do that, you have to diagnose every kid. You have to keep track of the care for every kid. You have to have records. You have to have communications. The doctor who's taking care of the kid needs to know that the kid went to the emergency room. Right now, a doctor taking care of a child who goes to the emergency room doesn't even find out about it. And what you really need is an intervention in the kid's care to make sure they don't go back. And so what we need is systematic delivery of care, and we need to start with the goals. And we haven't started with the goals in the past. The entire system is built on fees and units of care. So we have 18,000 individual fees in the care delivery system in America. All of the caregivers are paid based on fees. There's 18,000 fees for procedures, and there's not one fee for a cure. There's not one fee for better health. What we need to do is connect the doctors and then focus on better health and let the fee system support that, not fight it.
Let me follow up on that. I'm listening to you and I'm saying to myself, this is a very complicated subject. It's complicated medically, it's complicated financially, it's complicated systemically. And I'm wondering about the readability of the book. Is this for people in the healthcare profession? Is it for people in Congress who are going to make the changes if anybody does? Or is this for everybody? Is it very readable?
This is an extremely readable book. This book, I write and rewrite until I get the book to the point where you can pick this book up on any chapter, any page, and understand what I'm talking about and understand where I'm going. When I talk about asthma care in the book, I talk literally about that. What do you need to do to improve care for kids with asthma? What are the tools? And explain the tools in very practical terms. It's a jargon-free book. And it's a very practical book because this is what I do for a living. I work with a vertically integrated care system and work on improving care delivery. And so I know what I'm talking about. Most of the people who do this work come from silos. They come either from academia or they come from a subset of the care delivery system. They may be a pediatric subspecialist in some area, but they're focusing then just on their little piece of the patient or their little piece of care delivery. What this book does is focus on the entire patient and explain in very practical and simple terms what we need to do to make care delivery better for the patient and for the country.
Again, the book is called Healthcare Will Not Reform Itself, A User's Guide to Refocusing and Reforming American Healthcare. George, where can we find the book?
The book will be in stores in about 2 weeks, so it'll be in various bookstores and also on productivitypress.com.
All right, George Halverson, again, the book Healthcare Will Not Reform Itself. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.